Parents strongly caution, the following programs are intended for mature audiences over the age of 18. These programs may contain some material that many parents would not find suitable for children and may include intense violence, sexual situations, coarse language, and suggestive dialogue.
Happy Tuesday night and another episode of Sound Injection. We've got the guys from Done For here with us tonight. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing great.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
We're going to rejoin this, guys, because the audio just kicked out.
All right. Gotcha. Leo's going to be up on deck for a minute all by himself.
Did they cruise out again?
I guess for them it did, so they're going to go back in. That's all right. We'll work through it. So since Meg didn't get to be here for our earlier episode, I'm going to let her start it off, and Leo's in the hot seat first. So go ahead, Meg.
Okay. Y'all do a lot of driving as a bass player slash driver.
Go back.
What's your favorite road snack?
They're back.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Oh, so I get the first question.
Oh, no. Now I can't hear her.
Oh, shit. Here we go. All
right, and the games begin. I will translate. How about that? I'll translate. Go ahead.
Okay. What's your favorite road snacks?
Favorite road snacks? Well, I have a very limited diet, unfortunately. Yes. I am allergic to a million things.
Everything will kill him.
Snacks are, beef jerky's, that's just a classic. Can't go wrong with that.
Right.
So, no.
For me, Parker, what you got?
It just kind of is like a normal snack in general. I'd say any baked variety of chips, like baked Lay's, all that. I just kind of don't like sitting and eating on the tour bus because you're bored eating. You're not actually hungry.
Right.
And then there's Leo, who I already know his, but go off, King.
Normally just Red Bull, but snacks, it's got to be cashews and beef jerky.
Okay, I was going to say, if it wasn't beef jerky, I was going to kick him out of here.
It's got to be, no.
I've never seen
I
him
like
eat
those.
It.
All right. I like I've the... Never... No, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, he's never eaten a cashew. This is some wine.
Not my experience. That's, that would be a first thing.
Yeah, he could have said strawberries.
What? Literally last tour, I had a huge bag of them. It was like
a pound.
It was a pound of fucking cashews, dude. I ate all of those. You didn't see any of it.
What tour Shit. Were you on? Were you driving for a different band, Leo?
That's probably what was happening.
No, it says how much you guys are up there.
Full-time driver, part-time bassist, guys. Leo Cartelli.
Right, I'm going to share this.
He's cheating on the band.
Oh, my God. What have we uncovered? What have we
heard? Oh, no. All right, CB, you're up on deck, brother.
All right, so what kind of hobbies are you guys into?
Oh, man. Recently, for me personally, I've really been on a Minecraft kick the past couple of weeks. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I mean, I've really been enjoying that. I don't have a lot of free time between my day job and music, but when I do, that is what I'm doing. I'm sitting there doing that. Or I like fishing. I'm also a big fisher, so that's a couple of
things. Bloons Tower Defense.
Well, when I'm on tour, I mean, Bloons Tower Defense 5 is, you know, got to Tower Defense 5. Come on. Mobile games?
I don't know how they don't get bored of it. They sit there, and he'll be with our merch guy playing it for probably 6 to 8 hours a day.
I can't.
Beautiful outside.
Yeah, we have a merch guy /roadie, I guess, that – we'll play Balloons Tower Defense for 10 hours straight. It's just how it goes. I mean, all right. Totally content.
God, I don't know if I could do that. I mean, I play some mobile games, but not for that long.
I get locked in. If I'm interested in something, I'm doing it. So,
I mean, if more mobile games were actually free all the way through and you could actually sit there and play them, but half the time they give you energy and then it takes 10 hours to get your energy back, so you got to set it down and wait.
That is true.
Transactions.
BTD is not one of those games, man. I've got all of the basic maps blackboarded. I mean, we can go on through intermediate and all that. You know, I know the lore, so.
There's a lot of maps. There's a lot of gameplay.
There is.
Okay. Not bad. So for each one of you, at what age did you decide to be a musician? And most importantly, what band influenced you to do it?
Leo, we can start with you, man.
I started playing around when I was 9 or 10. I started out with guitar. I played that for a couple of years. Didn't really resonate with me. And I got inspired to do that through Guitar Hero and listening to the soundtracks of Tony Hawk Pro Skater and MX vs. ATV. Those two games have amazing soundtracks. Yeah. But what got me into bass is my dad's also a bassist. He used to be in a band back in the 80s when he used to live in Brazil. He just did it with his buddies. They would play at bars. I was sitting playing, just practicing guitar. One day he came in, gave me his bass, put on some Iron Maiden, and I just instantly fell in love.
Okay, fair enough. Parker, Zach, what y'all got?
You go first or me?
You.
Okay, so there's an 80s band called Bad Latitude with Raphael Cartelli. All right, he was a big, big influence of mine and my bass style. This is dad's band, by the way.
Yeah, his dad's band.
Imagine not even name dropping. All right. Yeah.
The OGs.
Guys, go check out Bad Latitude. All right. Because Raphael's got a bad.
He's got a bad latitude,
boys. Anyways, so I grew up on a beach in an island, so naturally I liked reggae and all that stuff. I used to like rap in middle school. My music it's changed. A lot. I really don't love metal too much. I enjoy it, but reggae was kind of the big thing there. But I just kind of write and then figured it out. Like the early stuff for the band was a lot of just my stuff, which was kind of dashboard confessionally. There we go.
It's just dashboard confessional.
Dashboard confession-ish. There we go.
Spill okay.
There we go.
You know, more of those acoustic emo stuff was kind of my vibe, but just kind of figuring it out.
I grew up on that 70s and 80s. My dad was from a small town in South Dakota, and I got a lot of my music taste from that, you know, 70s southern rock, the 80s rock. I got a little bit of hair metal in there, and it just kind of evolved into metal music. I don't know, I just kind of took that and ran with it, and started playing guitar when I was 16. Acoustic. Never would have thought I would have been in the band until I was maybe 22 when we actually started doing stuff, and just kind of took off from there. So.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So how long has the band been together?
2022.
Okay. All right. Not bad. Not bad. All right, Meg.
Okay. What is y'all's dream venue? Like, if you could play anywhere, where would you want to play?
Peter's Cocoa Beach.
What? What is that? We knew better. We knew better. Come on.
Lido's Cabaret. No, so I've got two. Red Rocks would be the goal dream crazy one, obviously, because it's so sick. But also the realistic one is there's one in Florida. Why am I blanking? You know.
Are you calling it? Are you going to say Janice?
Janice,
Live?
That's yours too. All right, yeah. Yeah, well, Janice.
You stole mine.
Yeah, you those got it. Take it over. Take it over.
Favorites. Yeah. Janice Live. I've seen so many bands I like playing.
Can you explain
Janice
the venue for since they might
yeah, sure.
It?
So Janice Live is in downtown St. Pete. It's this beautiful outdoor venue. It's not super huge, but it's been in the town forever. It's just awesome. I've seen a lot of huge bands play there. It's beautiful. There's oak trees hammocking everywhere. There's some apartments around. It's just amazing. So that is definitely my personal top venue. Like, I really want to play there. I feel like that is obtainable. So that's my dream venue. Apparently it is. And then Red Rocks is like, you know, obviously that's on top of that, but you know, layered. It's layered. So
you never know. You never know.
Never know. Leo?
I still can't hear Meg, but I'm guessing she asked what's our dream venue.
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, I would say either Florida Central or Tampa Amphitheater, the one that we saw that me and the boys went to go see Sleeping with Sirens and Pierce the Veil at.
Mid-credit?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That is
great. I really, because I've been to my second Warped Tour I've ever been to. I saw a lot of like my favorite bands, including Real Big Fish, who played on that stage. Real Big Fish is like this punk ska band. They're one of the greats of ska.
Oh, I know exactly who they are. Necrogoblicon just did a song with them.
Yep, yep. I'm actually listening to that like as soon as the stream ends.
Yep. Yep, I was listening to it today. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. All right, CB, you're up on deck, brother.
What is your guys' best horror film?
Horror.
I don't watch horror movies, too. Oh, there she goes. Yeah, I don't watch horror movies. I don't really have a preference. I like the idea of Hellraiser. Just not a huge fan of them at all. I just don't like death, man. That's just my issue. No, it's not. I don't. I'm like, why'd that innocent dude just die? Right? Yeah,
fair enough.
Why couldn't it have been Zach? So.
What about the rest?
I think I saw a movie recently on Netflix. I think it was kind of an indie film, but it was a I like the concept of it. I think it was called Silence or something like that. But it was a woman who was deaf. She couldn't hear, and it was kind of a thriller based around the fact that like there's a guy. It's your normal like scary movie. She just can't hear. So like all of the things that would be suspenseful to a normal person, like someone banging on the door, like that's not there. Fire alarm going off, it's not there. So I enjoyed that because it was a take on a
normal
horror movie, but it
kind of
made it more real.
Okay.
Oh, fair enough. How about you, Leo?
So for me, there's also an indie film. It's called
The
Mad
God.
Oh,
now he's deaf.
Oh, no.
Oh, I wanted to hear this guy. All right, where
no.
What?
No.
What? Wait, can you guys still hear me?
You. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Meg. Okay.
So that's why I logged
they
out.
They just need to fix their shit then.
Dang it, StreamYard.
Should I wait to answer the question until they're back? Oh, all
right.
Hey. Hello, speak.
All right, we're here.
All right.
Parker, speak.
Don't talk to me, Leo, unless I've had my coffee.
No, usually that works.
All right, Leo, go ahead.
Okay. So my favorite horror film has got to be a movie called The Mad God. So it's an indie film. Well, yeah, it's an indie film. It's made by Phil Tippett. He's worked on Star Wars, Jurassic Park. He was originally going to do all the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park because his main style is like stop motion and claymation, stuff that Parker's absolutely terrified of. And yeah, it's weird, dude. Even like the Christmas claymation movie he's terrified of, or the stop motion, he's scared of it. I don't know, he's weird. Basically it's kind of a philosophical like horror. I mean, it's very gory, don't get me wrong, and it's got all the hallmarks of a normal horror movie, but there's no story that you can really follow exactly. You kind of figure it out on your own, and it's mixed media, so it has some live action, it has some stop motion claymation, and like some CG. It takes in a bunch of different animation styles, which is just absolutely amazing.
Okay, fair enough. So if you guys could put together a tour and choose any three bands to take with you on said tour, who would you choose to take with you?
Leo, you want to start?
That's good.
Is he thinking?
I think
he is. Are they talking?
Oh, he can't hear us now. Okay, that's fine. I think I'll go first. My favorite bands right now that I would love to go on tour with are Era, Currents, and Polaris. I would absolutely love
to.
Yeah, we might be a little out of genre for a lot of that show, but those are definitely my favorite bands. I would love to do that tour.
All right, Zach, what you got? Or Parker?
See, I'm a big fan of going to a concert where not all three bands sound the exact same. So
yeah,
I wouldn't know what he just said.
okay.
All right, I would have to go. I want to keep this as like a show that would make sense, right? So Papa Roach headliner, right?
Okay.
We can throw Sleeping with Sirens on there. And then if we want to get really, really jiggy with it, Bowling for Soup. Just because that would be fun. Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Switching it up there.
Just imagine just getting to watch them. That's the fun part. You play it and if you've never seen a Bowling for Soup show.
They're hilarious.
It's the best band.
So
no, it is we got to see them last year at Rockville. It was great.
Oh, they're so funny.
We have something in the works. Good. Very nice people. So.
Okay. All right, what you got, Leo?
So first, I didn't hear a word they said. I looked at the chat and said, and saw someone that said, like, why are you bullying Leo? I can't hear anything they're saying. So that's the only context I have. So I can only assume the worst.
Makes it better.
Okay.
I can see all the motions they're doing. Okay.
Oh my god, what is happening?
Leo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear everyone but them.
You can hear everybody.
Which normally is like a blessing, but here it's kind of
awkward.
Here it's a little awkward, yeah.
We'll get through it. Okay, now they're just fucking with you. They're not actually saying anything.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah. We'll leave again and see if it fixes. Bye, guys.
But as for... Oh, they left. Okay, good riddance. So before they join back, top three bands that I want to tour with, or would like tour. Pierce the Veil, absolutely love them. I've been listening to them since I was little. MCR. Just because they're the GOATs. And you know that absolutely means that it's going to be a completely sold out show. So there's already, there's a ticket guarantee there. No work needed.
You're used to that.
For the third band, there's so many good ones. I'm thinking maybe like something a little bit heavier, maybe some Beartooth I'd have to say Beartooth. I got to meet Caleb Shomo long, long time at Warped Tour. And he's a really cool guy.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right, Meg, you're up.
So for each one of you, what is your favorite part about playing live?
That's the only thing I really enjoy about music is that.
Yeah, I still can't hear them.
Just performing, just being seen, getting attention.
Not even that. We work really hard for our live shows.
Parker loves attention, guys.
No, I like success, right? And we've been very, very grateful to have really good fans that will come out to shows. And that's the number one problem with bands nowadays is it's hard to market yourself, right? And it's hard to get people to go outside and do things, right? Mm-hmm. So especially spend their money is the big part. And we're fortunate to not only sell out a lot of shows or have great attendance in all these cities, but we have a VIP where people show up too. And I really, as an extrovert, I get to meet all these people. And that's something I really enjoy because I don't know what I'd do without music for that. I'd probably just be a really cool teacher, but not really in the, you know, I don't know nothing else. So
yeah,
everything around the show is what's cool. I mean, performing is fun, and that's the cool 30 minutes to get that success, have the people sing and all that. But I think it's just the overall ability to get an experience that's truly human in a way that you wouldn't get in a regular person's life, if that makes sense.
There's your show. Okay.
I guess to kind of build off where he left off is there is that factor that, you know, we're kind of a smaller band, but I think we have a very real fan base based off the size that we are. And something that I really enjoy, you know, we've played rooms, we've opened for people that, you know, we've had like 1,000 people playing, right? Like we 1,000 yeah. people in the crowd, and you can play that kind of show and it's really not your show, but at the same time, you can sell out a place that's 200 cap room and everybody's singing the songs back at you. And like, they're very, very invested in the music because they're your fans. And that's something that I really enjoy is when you get up on stage and like everybody's back at you, like everybody's having a great time. It's not even that they're necessarily even looking at you. It's just everybody's really enjoying the situation that they're in. And that for me is amazing. You know, when people are at your show having a great time with each other, that's what does it for me. So
okay.
Fair enough. How about you, Leo?
Well, no matter what I answer, it's going to be original because I don't know what they said. But my favorite part of performing is when Parker takes his shoes and his socks off on stage.
Oh, man. Are y'all marketing that yet?
I have
a video. Hey, there's an idea right there.
Monetizing it?
No, we have a video of that. Our Virginia show. It's like for one of our hood. We do hood edits sometimes after show.
Feet Finder.
No, so but,
find him on there.
I mean, I go full autistic. Like, I go crazy sometimes. I'll be jumping on the people. It's fun. It's I guess strip poker. But yeah.
He just does what he wants to do.
Hey Leo, okay. Fuck you.
Fair enough. He has no idea. All right. See
you. You guys are very attentive listeners because I can't hear them. Also, it's just silence. So I'm just hearing you like the gears turn in your heads. And the occasional, oh yeah,
Leo, fuck,
you've never heard such intellectual thought in your life, buddy.
All right, CB, you're up on deck, bro.
All right, so do you guys have a crazy fan story?
What do you mean by that?
Can we get right now? Because
you can go all the way.
Go for it.
The show is 18 plus.
I got a good one.
Oh yeah. You saw that little explicit warning.
Oh God, what are they talking about?
They're like, how far can we go?
That stays on the internet.
Some of them are just like,
she's never gonna be the same.
No, I mean we can tell that story. I don't know how real I can get.
You can get as real as you want. Go for it.
Tell us everything.
I can get real. I'll tell it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Parker's going to doom scroll.
So bad.
Where even was that show?
That was in Sanford.
All right. So we were in Sanford, Florida. And,
About Sanford, Florida, Leo.
No. Sanford, Florida. He wouldn't remember. That guy just drives us. Remember, he's a basis
partner. What happened in Stanford? Leo, I know that we drank from the booth. That's the only thing I can remember.
Yeah, so we were over there, and we started playing a show, and you know we had a decent show. We played okay, and there was a decent crowd there, and like we start taking down, and there's this drunk lady in the front row, and she looks up at me and she goes, "Hey, can you play my pussy like you play the guitar?" And I didn't know how to respond.
Oh no.
I'll tell the story better. So there were these girls that were standing there. I dragged Zach over there to talk to him. He had a little bit of a prior conversation, right? Madam said hello. Show goes by. I'm packing up. I'm standing next to him, and this girl comes up. And what she says, actually, is, can you finger my pussy like you finger the guitar?
I was using
talking about a drunk girl that's asking them to finger her pussy like they finger the guitar.
I remember that.
I just laughed off.
Oh my god. Yeah, that happened. Holy shit, I totally forgot about that.
Oh my god. It was probably my repressed memories.
Here, I'm going to try leaving and rejoining and seeing if that fixes it.
All
right. What do you mean by a crazy fan story?
Like that was great.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by crazy fan story? Because I
or like local legends sometimes make appearances in venues and then crazy shit happens. Like, or I don't know, you hit somebody in the face with a cymbal.
No, everything at a Done For show is pretty interesting. Like one show,
their tooth in the
people break tooth moths, but that's not like my mom went crowd surfing on one show. We have girly pits. I don't. There's nothing. I've held a baby on stage while we're playing. A million fun things. We're ADHD core is what we call it. So, it's basically so many genres. We've got five members, right? And we've got four vocalists, and we've got so many genres.
Yeah, we all like a different genre of music. So
it's like it's just all over the place. And you're never like we try to be metal's too serious, and we go up there and we wanted to have that serious show, and it looks professional and great, and then I start talking. And
that's where the hook drops.
The magic happens.
He starts talking and everything just gets
sideways. You get a different show each time. So, I mean, the crazy stories, we've got everything, but we've got, just a ton of fun stories. And it's one of those things you just go to a show and you'll figure it out if you're one of these people in the chat. And if there's anyone in the chat who's been to a show and wants to give any experiences or anything, have fun. But yeah, I'm not an expert, but I don't think those are techniques. He's not an expert either, so it doesn't matter.
I feel like
nice.
I feel like a lot of bands maybe come up to a show, they have a certain amount of time in between each song that they're like, you have your general like, oh, this is what I'm gonna say in between songs, and they go through all that stuff, and it's just never something we've done. I don't know what to expect whenever we get up there, because this guy just, he has an unlimited amount of things to say.
I say some funny shit sometimes.
I don't know. I'm having as much fun up there as anyone else. So,
we had a band not too long ago that came on, and I think it was the bass player, the guitarist was just standing there, and this drunk lady just came up and decked him.
Oh, no! I have the best story. Sorry. Thank you. No.
Okay.
There's that ADHD brain working.
This is good. I've got it now. Thank you. No. How did we fucking forget? So,
dude.
This is a good one. You'll know what I'm about to say. Yeah, so, man. We cancel a show, right? And then last minute, change it on St. Patty's Day over to Melbourne, Florida, my hometown. Before we were a really big band, this was our first mini tour with a real band. We go and play. We were just opening for a cover band because it was just last minute because my parents lived there.
Oh,
yep.
No,
and then, so the opening band, right? We're the openers now. And we're much bigger. It doesn't fucking matter. We just want to play, right? We go there. We set up. We do everything. The headlining cover band people, the singer doesn't show up. So we go and sound check for him, right? I'm like, I'll sing, some shit so y'all are good. And then we go and we start playing our set. He shows up halfway through our set, blackout drunk, right? Like, I'm going 11 out of 10. I haven't been that drunk in public, man. It's insanity. So he walks on stage thinking his band is playing, grabs a mic, starts singing. I do my teacher. I'm like, hey, man, you're not singing right now, but you're up next.
In case he's not making sense, we're in the middle of our set, and he walks up on stage and tries to start singing into, like, I think it was either your or my microphone.
And I'm like, guys, we play for a little bit. smoke. Stop it. I'm like, hey, buddy, you're going next. Goes back down, comes up, does again, and almost falls over our equipment. All that shit.
Oh, no.
And, like, trying to fight. He's like, fuck you. You guys are nothing. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And so basically, he gets booted out of the venue at some point because we're like, fuck this. We get pissed. And then he almost gets fought by him. That's going to be a side story in a second. And then we all get this beautiful look at each other. I've got to deal with Leo because he can't find his way to click a link. And we look, we're like, guys, you want to get hammered? And we drank until 4:30 in the morning and then played a show the next day. And I had 3 hangovers. Oh. And it was the worst day of my life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So to slow that down a little bit, now he, the lead singer was hammered. We had to walk him off stage twice. We're not Motley Crue. I'm not about to deck this guy, but no, he was trying to fight us the whole time. And I was like, dude, please don't. Like, we really don't want to get into this. But anyway, he ended up getting banned from the bar. And they were regulars there, which is
the bar just comes, by the way. Oh, do you guys have to let Leo in, by the way?
Yeah, I'll see whenever he comes in.
God, I hate this guy.
Yeah, well, he'll figure it out. It's fine.
He's not. He's telling me Mike and Cam is blocked. Oh,
Mike and Cam is blocked. Guys, that is the bus driver for our band who also plays bass. If you're in the comments
section. Oh,
he'll figure it out eventually. He's really good at driving.
He's so loving.
Oh, fuck. All right. CB, you're up on deck until Leo finds his way back in eventually.
Leo, so, where are you?
If you guys are superstitious, do you have any conspiracy theories that you want to share?
Nope.
No.
No.
You're like, nope.
The fuck, man?
Good dodge. Good job.
You know how many governments are watching this shit right now?
Right?
We usually get some pretty crazy answers about that one, but
yeah.
What about cryptids?
We are a band that will stay far away from anything political. Man.
Good.
Very good.
Except.
What about cryptids?
Now I want to make jokes because we're edgy, but they're gonna get us. That's what the government does.
Well, it's like some people like, what about cryptids like Sasquatch, aliens, Mothman, Jersey Devil?
Thank God Leo's out of here.
So you're talking about Mothman. Yeah, Leo would be
great
about Mothman right
We're going to ask this again when he comes back in.
Here in South Florida, we have something called the skunk ape, all right? So, like, the rest of the U.S. have a Sasquatch, right? Like, oh, you know, Sasquatch thing, right? No, we have a skunk ape, and it's the Florida version. You know the Florida man, he just hasn't shaved in a while, and he lives in the woods.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. They also smell bad, apparently. And, you know, I haven't seen one personally, but I have seen some chupacabras running around. Those are totally, like, that exists.
Yeah, we got those down here, too.
Yeah, that's totally not a superstition. Chupacabras are real.
All right, fair enough. So if heavy metal and hard rock did not exist, John, nothing connect to it existed, what type of music do you think you would play?
Parker and I agree on this one. We didn't even have to. We had a communal thought right there. Go ahead, buddy.
Are you familiar? Well, I mean, I know I'd probably do reggae, but the real answer is yacht rock.
Yacht rock.
Oh God, here goes Meg.
We spent an hour talking. Is this band yacht rock versus is it not?
Yeah. So, and then I go on road trips listening to a like Spotify yacht rock playlist.
Yes, I do the same thing.
Yeah, we're like, oh, I don't know, man. I mean,
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes they throw Phil Collins in there, and you're like,
give me some yacht rock bands right now. All right, and we'll set you straight.
Let's see. Captain and Tennille. We've got, I mean, Steely Dan's not really yacht rock. That's more of a guilty pleasure.
He has some yacht rock songs, though.
He has some yacht rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some that are and aren't.
I mean, are we trying to say, like, what's that? Go back, Jack, and do it again? That's Steely Dan, is it not?
That's a good one.
I'm pretty sure that's Yagra.
Okay.
We're just gonna
I'll concede.
I can't do this.
I'd have to check my Spotify. I'm just all vibes. I don't look at the name.
You can quiz us, and we'll give you our professional feedback.
Thank you, Jesse, for loving Steely Dan. Yeah, this is the only metal thing. Yeah, Christopher Cross.
I was Crow. Fighting that, right?
Oh, you know, we're talking about him today.
Now he thinks his career is made up by McDonald.
No, I don't. I just say that Michael McDonald is such a background in Christopher Cross.
It's true, but
no one notices him, but he's there.
Ride Like the Wind is my go-to karaoke song. Like, if I hit up a karaoke bar, Ride Like the Wind.
That's good. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Michael McDonald is in that song.
We've been told where the
Doobie Brothers.
We've been told where. What's a good?
He's that background singer.
He is.
Yeah,
that is Michael McDonald.
Wow.
Ride Like the Wind. That's like Christopher Cross's biggest song.
Ride Like the Wind. What? No. What verse does he have? And I've got a long way to go.
A long way to go. He does the background. Make it to the border of Mexico. Yeah.
Like the wind.
Like the wind. Ride like the wind. Yeah.
Kenny Loggins.
That's also fun to do in a country western bar. Break out the screamy music.
Now, here's the thing. Is Copacabana a yacht rock song, or is it a song I wouldn't like be mad if it played?
Oh, I mean that. Yeah.
I don't think it's yacht rock, but I would keep it. I would keep it on the playlist.
It's like, close enough.
Her name was Lola. I haven't listened to that enough. I used to listen to it. Like, the big one, though. The big Boss Skaggs. That is the guy. All right. Boss Skaggs will be on my top five artist of the year only because of the Lido Shuffle 2023 remaster.
Yeah. Okay? If you're not listening to this 2023 remaster of Lido Shuffle, then what are you doing with your life, honestly? It's the best.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash is good. Yeah.
You forgot about the Young, though. You got to add Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Way to flex that you have a wife. Okay. I'm just kidding. Fuck you.
Okay, bro. You have a wife. All right.
Yeah, you think
fair so enough.
Steely Dan and have a wife.
I feel like we've been talking about Yacht Rock too long for this now.
All right, man.
Okay. So what does y'all's songwriting process look like? Like, what usually sparks a song, and then how do you turn that into a song?
So we turn on the 2023 remaster. Couldn't hold it in. No, we just tell our producer, hey, we want a song like this, and then we lock him in a room.
Computer, write a song for us.
Hey, computer. Very good, computer.
That helps write a ton, and then we go in there all together and just pump out music.
I write a lot of lyrics that these guys don't get behind. Then our Riley, who's not in here, writes a lot of lyrics that we also don't get behind.
Pretty much my autism just changes things the day of.
Parker also does not write lyrics, but he doesn't get behind any of
them. I change them all. I don't write them, but I change them the day of.
It's the big thing when it comes to that part of the songwriting process. We all kind of pitch in like day of, and we're like, okay, if none of us are happy, that's what we call compromise. So it's like, okay, yes,
they make the bones of it.
This is now.
And then we all bring them
the
together.
Lyricism, and then we work a lot with our producer.
You don't get to know. We don't even know. Fuck. We go in. Sometimes we have a few beers and then call a song. All right. Yeah, we do TikTok Live, Susan. And I don't like how I said Susan because it's my mom's name. Yeah. Rupert Holmes is good. We'll go back to Yacht Rock.
Anyway, we'll have a separate concert.
Oh, my God. Leo is now getting yelled at by his fucking dad because of this. Raphael, I'm sorry. I'm trying to help your son out. I'm trying. I'm trying.
Fair enough. CB, right. You're up.
All right. So if you guys could give advice to anybody who wants to get into music or any band that's brand new, what advice would that be?
Rejection, rejection, rejection. You will have really big hopes, but set attainable goals, and you're going to go much further going step by step that way, saying this looks feasible for me. What can I do to make it happen? Versus I want to Madison Square Garden theory is great where, oh, that's where I want to be and that's where I want to play and I'm going to do everything like that. But you've got to really make reasonable goals and realize that every rejection and failure is one step closer, but you've got to be able to learn from them.
Right. You're going to go a million times before you hear yes. And all you need is one yes to move yourself forward. And then you restart the clock and you hear no again a million times. And it's
this is also Zach's Hinge dating advice. If you haven't,
it's also my gambling advice. Okay. No, a million, you're going to lose a million times.
Raphael. Hey, get back in here, Raphael. If you guys don't know, Bad Latitude. All right. Go give them a follow. If you're in Fort Myers, they are the band, the hottest shit. in the Southwest. Okay.
All right. Okay. We'll remember that. We'll remember that.
Yeah. No, they do a mean cover of anything Whitesnake.
Okay.
But only Whitesnake.
Okay. Only Whitesnake. Gotcha. Gotcha. So if there is one thing that you could change about the music industry, what would you change?
More useful band members.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Okay.
There he is!
I just said fuck it and restarted my phone. It's going to take a second for my earbuds to reconnect, but... I'm back.
We are so back.
Yay.
Work. Oh, he's sideways now. Okay. I don't know. I think, so in my opinion, and I think that this is something that is in a lot of businesses around all over. Like, it's not even just music, but I think that there's a lot of who you know that matters a lot more than anything else. But I think that also has something to do with the fact that it's not just the sounds that you produce.
What the fuck are you saying?
Well, you know, I was actually explaining myself, and then you cut me off. So if you let me finish, then I can probably make.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Yeah, no. So what we're gonna say here is, it's more than just music. It's who you know. It's the image that you provide. I mean, it is a whole entire business, and I don't know. I wish that we could bring it back to the roots of you guys make great music
and they'll find you
yeah, and that right. It's just not that way anymore. I mean, you have to be social media, you have to build a brand, you have to, you know, suddenly be great at sales, you have to run a business that is not just music,
and they don't help you build that anymore. You've got to
Do it yourself, you know. That's really not something that's provided for you until you get to up here now. So
for a band to make it nowadays, as you've said, you've got to be good at everything, and you've got to know people, and there's got to be perfect combinations, and obviously that's happened throughout time. But the big issue here is there's such a wide net now. In the 90s, it was, you know, if you recorded something, you were already ahead of the game, right? But nowadays, everybody has access to great music videos, great recordings, great everything, right? It's great because everybody is more accessible to music. But now it's just too difficult to stand out, right? So, for example, to be a band that stands out, you know, we try to message fans, talk to everybody. You probably get harassed if you're in the Facebook thing about us every day of saying, hey, what's up? We go through 1,000 messages a day. And that's a way for us to stand out as fans. But it requires so much work, more than the 90s where, you know, we've been told a million times by so many people in the industry, wow, you guys would be so great in the 2000s. Like, yeah, I would love to be at an MTV house, Richard. All right. Right. And now evil Leo. I'm not even gonna rant about this. This was a mean question.
I had to know.
Well, Leo's least favorite part about this whole thing is that he has to drive a bus for 30 hours of tours.
And that's all you get to say, Leo.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't here for the question, but I'm guessing it was worst thing about touring.
No. About the end of music industry now.
Yeah. What would you if you could change one thing about the music industry, what would you change?
Oh man. Fuck, that is a good question. Okay. I guess if this even counts as an answer, if live music was a bigger focus point rather than, you know, stream numbers and, you know, profits and everything, just like the live music itself.
It's very backwards now. Yeah, they look at Spotify streams first and then the live show.
I don't think there's as many people going out to shows anymore as there used to be. And I don't know if it's just because streaming is so much more readily available.
Or there's no real-life girls at shows. Do you know how many real-life girls are at Done For shows, chat? There's so many.
So many real-life girls anymore.
I think a lot of it is like everybody wants to see the big bands. Like your general consumer, that's all they care about is the big bands, and they don't like change. A lot of people don't like change, and you have to be one of those, like, you get a rare one like me. Like, I love all of my top favorite bands are indie bands. Like, I do like some of the big bands. I'm not going to say that I don't, and there's big bands that I go see, but I go see way more local shows if they do come across than I do big shows. You know, the ticket prices are cheaper. Most of the time, I've seen bands that are indie bands, and I would put them up against almost any big band that I've ever seen. Kind of like our intro music is by a band called Strange Like Me.
It was awesome.
They are so fucking good. They're a band out of, actually half the members are in Arizona and half the members are in Denver, but they've been on the show twice and they are amazing. And I would put them up against damn near anybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, then my question, I was going to ask a question.
Well, that's a great point. Like, support your local musicians because they're not making it out of the hood until people come to their shows. So that starts with all of us in the towns that they start in, right? Like, come to your local shows.
You've got to be intuitive, though, in a new way to, like, push yourself there, which is the
issue. Well, yes, you have to push yourself. You have to find a way to connect with all of them, but, you know.
So, I have a question then for you is, you know, you're saying the big bands, and they keep like to keep the big bands. You look at a Warped Tour lineup from 2012, and look at a Warped Tour lineup from now. There's not much difference. Mm-hmm. Warped Tour back then, that's when you were discovering those new bands, and they were hitting these labels. We're pushing all these brand new bands and these new sounds with the metalcore and whatnot. Nowadays, it's the same bands. And they kind of lost that spirit of discovering a ton more bands. Like, it's all about reunions, and that's what's trendy with metal, and that's what sells, and it's all about money. So, next question. Let's get a happy question.
Also, just to point out a comment, Kurt said, stay late and thank every fan personally when you can. Absolutely stay for all of the bands that are playing on your local show. Shake everyone's hand, say thank you, talk to everybody. Connections. Meet everyone. Thank everyone. Talk to everyone.
Bands.
Make yourself known.
Bands, keep your ass at the show and watch the other bands and go talk to them and become friends and network. Don't be a competitive asshole and leave after your fucking set.
Mm. Do not.
That's like the biggest.
Smoke a cigarette. Don't listen to that. Walk in like this and say, yeah, man, really loved your set when you didn't see a song. No. That's what you should
do. If you're touring for a band for a month and you're on week three, okay, go eat a burrito during their set. I get it. You're playing a local show. You're staying the whole time. You're going to hang out. You're going to watch their set because that matters a lot more than you think it does.
Us three in the chat do that at least. Okay. Yeah, there are some people in the band that you could guess from that like to be princesses and like to hide. So I've seen every local band for every show, no matter how good or how much they make my ears bleed, unfortunately, because I don't love metal. And deathcore scares me. You ever listen to deathcore? That stuff scares me. You ever, not even like you remember Richmond, Leo? That was terrifying.
Oh yeah,
I play deathcore.
No, like that's not a fair statement. What he's saying, that's really not a fair judgment. I don't think you're making that.
What do you mean?
I mean
it's fair because deathcore is a very it's a.
Oh, I listen. Like,
it's very subjective, but so is metal.
Yeah,
I mean, we're in a subjective.
No, I'm talking about where it's genre live, like the where it's just blast beats for 40 minutes, and that's you hear. You know, I'm talking like deathcore. That's metalcore. Was it Blood Runs Black and stuff like that? Perfect.
Yeah,
awesome for fun. But where you're in these small venues and you can, it's all the guitars up. You can't hear the vocals, and you're just like, I'm trying to listen, but it hurts.
I guess the mix is one thing, but
it sounds like a fucking machine gun going off the whole time.
He'll be there for that.
Gotcha. All right, Meg, you're up, girl.
Okay, happy question. What does a perfect day off look like to you?
We don't take days off.
I knew that was coming.
Nothing but grind.
Yeah, I figured that.
I can definitely answer this one. Recently, as I previously stated, rediscovered playing Minecraft. I'm in a realm right now. We recently beat the Ender Dragon and got Elytra. So
there. Take a day off on a tour, just a day off in general.
Yeah, are we talking about like a day off, like where I literally don't have to do anything, or are we talking about
a day off in life, just general?
Yeah, I'm playing Minecraft. That's for sure. Absolutely.
Saw this happen firsthand Sunday. It was rather impressive.
Yeah.
It was
hours. I can literally play Minecraft for 12 hours. Homeostasis. It's not hard for me.
I guess mine is wake up not hungover.
Go to the gym, have a beautiful, beautiful workout for probably 2 hours. Go get my shopping done, get my laundry done. Go, wow, life sucks as an adult. I'm just going to move it on to Leo. I could have said Disney World or something.
Man, honestly, I was going to say much the same, just doing, getting the chance to catch up on chores. And then yeah. Either working on the car, practicing, or gaming. Those are like my top three things to do for like leisure.
Insane work. Minecraft, 12 hours. You don't have to do chores. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Excuse me. Just
play games.
Yeah, Leo, can you shut up?
Yeah, he talks a lot for a driver.
I'm at the right. Oh, my God.
All right, CB, you're up.
All right, so does pineapple belong on pizza?
You motherfucker.
It belongs outside of his door, all right? Upside down.
On a cruise? No.
This just took a whole other fucking turn.
Excuse me.
Okay. Don't have a wife, and
I wouldn't let anybody touch her.
I mean, in my I am actually not the youngest member. Thank you for asking. Leo's the youngest member. Susan,
yes. Actually, I'm not the youngest member. Cam is the youngest member.
Like I said, you're the smartest, dumbest member in this band.
I can't argue with that.
Cam is the youngest member.
No, no, no.
Leo just looks young.
I'd just be reading chats wrong, people. You talk to me in person. I promise I'm fine. But pineapple, in my opinion, it gets warm on pizza. Warm pineapple is just not something that I'm about. I don't feel it. So,
okay.
No.
Yeah, hard no.
Green nose. Ooh. Green nose. That is a first.
No. Yeah. Wow. I mean, I don't judge, right. But my slice of pizza, I'm taking the pineapple off.
Oh, shit.
I don't judge, but if I see pineapple on the pizza, I'm judging.
Leo doesn't even. This is a fear factor.
Leo's never eaten something not processed in his life. So this will be a first.
You ever seen
I love Ball? Microplastics.
Oh, my God.
And all of the syrup. I can feel my blood pumping through my veins.
You know what? You do have a trucker diet thinking about it. It's hilarious.
Dude, roller items. Was my when I was a mechanic, that was my go-to was roller items, 7-Eleven roller.
Oh, God.
This is before this is before they got slightly better like they are now.
We're talking about lot lizards.
This started with
lot lizards.
Talking about roller food takes me back to the gas station sushi story.
Oh no. You're going to have to tell that one.
Oh, we have a whole shirt on it. So I was touring with a band 20 years ago when I was in my 20s. And we blew a tire out, so we had to stop at a Love Station. Well, it was a big area with a lot of different stuff. It was gas station, restaurants, all that. I'm the only one in the band that knew how to change a tire. Nobody else knew how to change a fucking tire. So I told everybody to go get us food because we still had to play that night. We still had about another hour and a half of driving to do. So they go and get us food. Well, I didn't fucking think about it. We get back in, everything's all good, and they bust out sushi. Well, I had no clue because there was a sushi place over there, so I didn't think about it. So we're eating the fucking sushi. Well, by the time that we got to the hotel, one of us was shitting in the toilet, one was shitting in the sink, one was shitting in the shower, and one was on the damn balcony shitting in the flower pot. We get to the show. All of us take Pepto-Bismol except our drummer. He's like, nah, I'm good. We get to about three songs before the end of our set, and he shits himself. Oh. Pure diarrhea shit down his legs, on the floor. It's going all over the kick drum. It is going everywhere. So once the set was over,
Is your drummer Gigi Allen?
No. So we had to take a big black plastic hefty bag and have him step into it and waddle off the stage with this big hefty bag, and we had to go up there and take mops and mop it all down and sanitize it because we're the first band up. And there's still
That is the worst possible situation. Oh, my God.
Well, apparently at Rockville, somebody diarrheaed while they were crowd surfing.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That might be worse.
Yeah.
How he was jealous.
Okay. Yeah, that's worse. Oh my God.
I think we're gonna have to rename that to the Dirty Waterfall.
That is possibly the best gas station sushi story I've ever heard.
It was horrific. I didn't feel right for like 5 days afterwards, so I didn't want
to have a T-shirt. It's legendary. No,
we do have a T-shirt made about it. So anyways, towards the end of the show, we always show a music video. So we actually have y'all's music video for Piece by Piece. So do you guys want to tell us a little bit about what the song is about and what went into the creation of the video?
Yeah, I stayed up till 5 o'clock in the morning while we were making this music video after a 14-hour day, and I was very tired, but it ended up being probably our best music video so far, in my opinion.
I really like how your hat just transports the back and forth.
Yeah. Also, if you pay attention very closely, my hat goes from forward to backward a couple times in the music video.
Did not get fixed in post.
Nope.
Throughout the song, it was pretty much the music was already done by our Poggy Poo, our producer. And I was like, okay, I got hammered with him. We had a nice 24-pack of brewskis. And I took lyrics from Riley and Zach and just kind of combined them into a song, and we wrote it in like 3 hours. It was pretty quickly done, just like that. Oh. And then we went and recorded the music video. We broke a lot of guitar strings because it got humid. I got lit on fire, which was kind of cool.
My favorite part.
Yeah, that was. Of course, you know.
You know, as opposed to playing Minecraft, I'm pretty sure when you were in the studio, I was fishing that day.
Yeah, I was.
I'm pretty sure that's why I wasn't in video that day.
Fine.
So
anyways, that's that. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. So on that, here's the music video Piece by Piece. Please, everybody that's watching, if you have not already, go check out Done For, go hit follow on all those buttons, subscribe, go to all the social media accounts. I don't know, there's a million of them fucking out right now. I can't keep up with all the social media that's out there.
We're banned on everything, including OnlyFans.
There you go, fucking OnlyFans, guys.
We don't have one of those.
He's like my, he's like, what was the person that makes sure that you say the right thing and they still say the wrong thing anyways?
I don't know, man, but yeah.
PR? Yeah, he's a
bad PR manager.
Yeah, I'm PR, but Parker, yeah, whatever.
All right, fantastic. Here's Piece by Piece. We'll see everybody again next Tuesday. We love you guys, and we are out.